Hello everyone, Chindika Mercy here. In our previous podcast, we talked about our Father hears us, and we read from Psalms 34:17, which says, "The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles." Today, we're going to look at our Father rescues us. We'll read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 6. War with surrounding nations. This is NLT. After this, the armies of the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Mennonites declared war on Jehoshaphat. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They are already at Hazazon Tamar." This was another name for Engedi. Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news and begged the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. He prayed, "O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you." Let's stop there for a while. When Jehoshaphat heard the news, the thing that he did, he went to the Lord. He cried to the Lord. He went to seek for the Lord's help. I don't know in your life, when you hear terrible news, when you hear frightening news, what is your first reaction? Do you complain about it? Do you start finding a solution yourself, or do you go to the Father? Remember, the Father is almighty. And remember from last week's podcast, we said that the Lord hears his people when they call to him for help, and he rescues them from all their troubles. What trouble are you having today? Or what news have you heard that is overwhelming? Why don't you seek the Lord like Jehoshaphat did? That's what he did. And he called people around him and said, let us seek the Lord for guidance. And do you know what happened? In verse 13, it says, "As all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, children, the Spirit of God came upon one of the men standing there. His name was Jahaziel, son of Zechariah." So the Spirit of the Lord came upon this man because these people were all together and seeking the Lord's help. Then let's skip on to verse 15. This is what this man said. He said, "Listen, all of you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march out against them. You will find them coming up through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens in the wilderness of Jeru. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you. O people of Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And then let's skip to verse 22 in the same 2 Chronicles chapter 20. "At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. And after they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the look point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped." You see, the Lord rescues his people from all their troubles. Why don't you call upon God today? Our Father is a Father that rescues us. I don't know what trouble you're going through or what news you have heard. Cry to the Lord and He will rescue you. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you're a Father that rescues us from all our troubles. I pray that we may be confident that when we come to you, you hear us and you rescue us from all our troubles. Like you rescued King Jehoshaphat, you can also rescue us. So thank you, Lord, that we know that our Father is a Father that rescues His children. We praise and bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Till we meet again in the next podcast. Chindika Mercy here. Be blessed. Don't turn around. No earthly prize is worth that crown He gave.